There was a deadly shooting in downtown Sacramento, California, early yesterday morning. Six people are dead, a dozen others injured. We have the latest from CAP Radio's Nicole Nixon.
Police say shooting broke out right after 2 a.m. as bars were closing on K Street, an area just one block from the state capitol building. Video posted to social media shows a chaotic scene on the street outside a club, a fight cut short by rapid gunfire and people running for cover. No arrests have been made, but police say there were multiple shooters. They recovered a stolen handgun at the scene. Mayor Daryl Steinberg called increasing gun violence a nationwide sickness and said thoughts and prayers for the victims are not enough.
We can't do that. In our city, we will take stock and we will do everything we can on the investment side, on the public safety side, on the gun side, to protect the public.
Leticia Fields' husband, Sergio Harris, was among the dead. When she got a call about the shooting in the middle of the night, Fields rushed to the scene, where she waited for hours for confirmation that her husband had been killed.
He loved his kids. He was a happy person, that's for sure. He just loved living life and trying to make a difference, making a mark on himself, you know.
This is the second mass shooting to rock California's capital city this year. Just over a month ago, a man killed his three young daughters, a chaperone, and himself during a supervised visit at a church. For NPR News, I'm Nicole Nixon,